Either way, pack's a wallop. That's
oh god. Okay. You're fired.
Well, that seems right.
So ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast. Okay.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And we're going to talk about things and drink things. And yeah. First, let's start drinking things. So let's start drinking things. What are we drinking?
We've got a shot of Captain Morgan Jacko Blast.
From my mother-in-law.
Yes, indeed.
Because she hates me, I think.
Thank you.
I'm This is a spiced pumpkin shot, and I have to say, I'm keen.
We've had this before.
We've had this before.
Yes.
You haven't.
A couple years ago.
Salsa and I have had this before as a part of
the... 3 years ago?
Right.
2 or 3 years ago.
It was a die laughing.
I think that's why she looked at me and was like, I got you something.
Oh. Well, all right, though. So.
I personally am very excited.
All right.
All right.
And going. You're going.
Some lawn chairs.
All right. So some lawn chairs.
Shoot this shit.
Mmm.
Oh. God. Oh.
Why?
That's everything I was hoping it would be.
You're an awful person, and you should feel bad about life. Mm.
You were hoping it was going to taste like spiced kerosene?
Oh.
I think so.
God.
You are a person who literally drinks fuel.
I do not literally drink fuel, thank you very much.
Oh, you just roll it around in your mouth?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hate the taste.
Oh, I don't know.
You think I eat fire because it tastes good?
No, just because it burns calories.
Wah, wah.
Did you seriously think I was on that stage going, the only reason I'm here is not to impress audiences, but because I just really love how it tastes.
I honestly wonder if that's where the line is drawn in the enjoyment of this product, because you two have eaten fire and I haven't.
I'm pretty sure nobody on that die laughing stage enjoyed that product. And I think we had
Eric
fucking
Thompson sure as hell
8 people
fired.
On that goddamn stage.
Huh. It's not bad.
No, you're right. It's not. It's worse.
It's awful.
It's... Oh, well, I measure things by Malort.
Okay. Well,
on a scale of 1 to Malort, this is not Malort.
No.
It's not good.
It might be a 0 on a scale of 1 to Malort, well, where everything... Malort is like negative... digits, but
no.
I don't think you know how scales work.
I'm a Libra.
I'm a tuna. So now we've mixed it with the universal mixer, Dr. Pepper, and we're gonna give it a little.
All right. It is more palatable. It's not good. But it is more palatable.
I mean, it's got a lot of artificial pumpkin flavor, which tastes a lot like real pumpkin rind.
James, you're a bizarre man. Salsa is tapping his nose and pointing at me. Listeners, I'm going to explain the visual.
Visual jokes.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. Genuinely fine with it.
Yeah.
Well, either way, moving on.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Thank God.
This was the final weekend of the 2019 Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Yay!
It has once again faded into the mists like Brigadoon, not to return until next year. And we laughed, we cried, we shivered, we sweated. Saturday felt like final day.
Yeah,
and Sunday felt like a makeover day, makeup day.
Yeah, except that I didn't need to make anything up, so it just felt like superfluous extra day.
It really, it was like, you know, when you're a senior and you take your finals, but then you still have to go to class like a couple more days. And it felt like that.
I agree 100%.
Where it was just like Saturday was amazing.
Yeah. Sunday I was like, well, because every season, like I judge seasons by how much more or less season I wish there had been. Last season, like, I was done by fifth weekend. I'm like, no, I can be done now. Season before that, I think I wanted another weekend. So, you know, like, that's just how I judge seasons. This season went over by a day. Like, just one day too much for me. But I think at least part of that was just due to the Saturday. We hit 37.5 as far as attendance.
Our crowds were huge.
Yeah.
The weather was
perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, the weather was pretty stellar.
It was such so gorgeous weather and like no, you know, the it wasn't really windy and stuff like that, and it wasn't like, you know.
We've been distracted by a small child. I'm not going to lie to the audience.
My son has a shock of teal hair now.
Yeah.
He has gotten a little bit of a highlight.
It's a good color.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool. Have a good night.
But the temperature was great. The humidity was great. The wind was, you know, exactly where it needed to be, both to be not uncomfortable and still be able to eat fire.
Well,
and like on Sunday, I went shopping for
buttered scones and tea
for Taffy.
Okay.
To get him a gift. And like all of the shops I went into, I was like, "Where's all your stuff?" And they were like, "We sold it all."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it almost felt like Sunday was backup fest Friday.
Yeah.
Like
that's a really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
it did feel like Fest Friday.
Yeah, it was like second Fest Friday. No, we didn't need the first one. Like, I mean, the thing about Saturday is that, I mean, objectively, the temperature was great. It was just this side of chilly for me, which is kind of a note to me that it's the end of the festival run.
Sure.
So it's like it just, you know, I wore a cloak for most of the day on Saturday. The poncho, because it's lighter. But, I was just this side of chilly. And I'm like, oh, must be the end of the run. And then there was Sunday. And I'm like, why? Why are you here?
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
I already had
an end of Sunday. The run. My Sunday wasn't awful. Mm-hmm. It wasn't
exciting. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
But it did feel superfluous.
I think it...
Superfluous Sunday.
So it was very... I think Jenna really hit it. It felt superfluous.
I think... I didn't get to Fest Friday.
I didn't either.
I didn't get to do Fest Friday. Oh, I wondered if that might be...
Nope.
Huh.
No. I think you're overanalyzing it.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I think you're trying to find reason and or justification for anything that just is.
Yeah.
I felt like Sunday was sort of sparse.
It was definitely comparatively sparse to the day before.
There was a lot fewer people.
Well, yeah, after being like fucking hip deep in patrons
in humanity,
everywhere.
Oh my god. Well, and we, like I said, we hit 37,500 at least. Mm-hmm. And that is the most people we have had since I thought it was the biggest or one of the top couple biggest in festival history, but apparently we got up to 40 at some point in the 90s.
Yeah,
so it's very close to the top.
We have not had numbers like that since the
90s. Yeah, in decades.
So the past score of years, we have not had crowds that big.
Yeah.
It is the most people that you have ever experienced.
Right.
Well, probably the most that I have ever experienced.
Well, I was working there in the 90s for a short period of time.
That's true. Yeah. You did a short stint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably the most I have ever seen, though.
Yeah. Mm. It was, well, and I think, like, I mean, from a perspective-wise, I don't remember it ever being that busy.
Yeah.
But I was, talking with somebody about it, and he was like, no, it's been that busy. I'm like, Maybe because I was still kind of a kid.
Yeah, you
might not. But I don't
perspective on it.
But then I'm like, no, I pretty much reached this height by age 12, so I don't think that's it.
I meant more in an awareness thing, but
yeah.
But yeah, just crowds, man, were fantastic.
Oh God. Yeah.
They were, not only were there a lot of people there, but they were happy and they were there to have fun and not be drama llamas. And,
oh my God,
and
yeah.
They were generous with their time and their personality and their money. And Saturday was just amazing.
So can I start with a story?
By all means, do so.
So on Saturday, I was greeting people at the front gate first thing, right? Mm-hmm. And there was this one woman that came in and she had a skirt of like poofy tulle. Like, and it was amazing. I was just like, oh my God, I love your skirt. And I gossiped with her a little bit about how she made it. And she was super excited about this skirt. She was obviously a vet. She'd done that before. But so like I ran into her in the morning and then I ran into her towards the end of the day, like about 6 o'clock. And I was like, so you've been here this entire time? And she's like, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're in it for the full day. And I was like, that is so awesome. And she... I'd only run into her and one other person, but she had a larger party with her about, was it only four or was it six? I don't remember. But yeah, so she introduced me to the rest of the party and I was, just having good conversation with them. And the Musketeers start to walk past. And I was like, oh, hey, everybody, we need to taunt the Musketeers. So I got this group of patrons to just like blow raspberry at them. And, They came over and they're like, oh, we must taunt you now, to be fair, or whatever. I'm like, oh, bring it. And Rob was like, I know how this ends. I'm out. He's just like, I've done this before. This doesn't end well for us.
Nope.
Which was hilarious.
Cool
and then,
guy. She's a professional here.
Yeah. And then, like, and Micah did, you know, I was like, all right, bring it. And Micah did one of those... Well, you're so nice that nice kind of a things, right? Yeah. And I was cute. And I was like, I don't want to play this game. And Wilhelm and I just stared at each other for a while and went, okay, kind of a thing. Kevin used to work the stocks.
Yes.
And so he and I were like, all right, we're going. And he delivers something that's pretty tame. And like I'm like, okay, this is going to be a building up experience. Yep. We're just going to build up. I was like, all right, so I'm going to do something slightly better but not overly big, right? And so the insult that I delivered was, your grandmother is so old, she carbon dates.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And family friendly,
which was another problem that I was having. And he looks at me and he goes, that's more true than you realize. We buried grandma today. And I'm like, what? Like, really? Like, for real? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I turned to the patrons that I'm with. I'm like, oh. Oh God, is this guilt I'm feeling? I've never felt, this is horrible. Oh my God, no wonder people try to avoid this. This sucks, man. And Kevin's dying and the patrons are dying. And Wilhelm cracks a smile, so I got him too. And like, just fucking, whew. I was just like, oh my God. I'm like, all right, what's the truth in the comedy here, Jenna? Oh, this sucks. All right, play on that. Good. Fuck. Just like, huh, okay. And the like I they were all laughing and Kevin left. And I'm like, I'm going to have to check in with him later. All right. just like back of my head, calculate, file that away. And I didn't see him for the rest of the day.
Right.
And I did check in the next day. And he's like, no, that was well done. you know, like it, that was perfect.
Mm.
So yeah, but I'm just like,
wow,
like yeah. So that might be one of my favorite moments all season, honestly.
You can't write shit.
I just. It's like, I don't even know what to, okay, mm-hmm. This is what we're doing. So, mm. Yeah, that was definitely a moment that I had on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
James, do you have anything interesting happen to you at all?
One story. We'll do one story pass along.
James made noises.
Salsa, what about you?
So, we have a tradition every year,
mm-hmm.
of at closing gates, closing ceremonies for the final day involves a big fire blast.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Big. Like we get, you know, over a dozen people on that stage and we do big fireballs.
Yep.
This year, so the people that, so this tradition goes back a really long time, and I don't even know who started it, but when I started, it was Fire Inc. that was running.
It was pretty much them, yeah. I think Mephisto did a little bit, but it was just him.
Okay.
It was just one guy that would do a fire blast, and then...
Because I know Fire Inc. didn't start it, but they really made it a thing.
They made it a thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But either way, this year, the last remaining member of Fire Inc. still working at the Renaissance Festival mm-hmm. is retiring.
Yep. Yeah. This has retired at this point.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah, it has retired. Yeah. But that was, like, as far as Fire Inc. goes, mm-hmm. the last one was retiring. And I was given the honor of designing the final fire this year.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted to make sure that it was big and it was spectacular, but it also really, like, made sure to honor him.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And so, you know, we did a couple configurations, but the last configuration, we went old school. That was Adam's idea to go more old school mm-hmm. this year.
Sure.
Because of Dan.
Yeah.
And so we went more old school, but for the final fire blast, I really wanted to have a big stack of, you know, humanity, you know, kind of right. like they used to do, pile everything up in the middle and have people standing on it and make sure Dan was right at the peak.
I wondered about that because I saw him, you know, Scarper up there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so we had a big pyramid of you know, people breathing fire, and Dan was right at the top. So the last thing that he did in his Renaissance Festival career was blow a fireball from the peak of Final Fire.
Nice.
You know, he's the reason I can blow fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's
the reason of people
can blow. No, I need to tell you this story, though. I was dating a different member of Fire Inc. And I was... I literally had a date like that once. Like, I had been learning poi on my own. Like, mm-hmm. home of poi. And just me teaching myself on Zumi. And then eventually getting fire poi and lighting them. And I had no help. Like, this was purely self-taught poi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating a guy from Fire Inc. at the time, and I was like, I would like to learn how to blow fire. And he was like, no, I'm not doing that to you. I'm like, fuck you. Like, this was a point of contention in our relationship, because I'm working with fire outside of his little clique, mm-hmm. right? So he and I break up, and then 2 weeks afterwards, he decides to teach me how to eat fire. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, what? I don't have to worry about your health and safety anymore. I'm like, fuck. I was crabby about that.
Weird.
But a couple months after that was my birthday. And Dan and this other guy and a third Fire Eater, we're all like, okay, it's your birthday. You're going to learn. We know you've been practicing. We know you've been working on it. Mm-hmm. We know you're going to do it anyway. So, you know, let's figure this out. And I tried several times and couldn't quite get it. And this is why I credit Dan, is like, because I've been working with a bunch of people on this. Mm-hmm. But Dan was the one that was like, well, I guess you're just not able to do it then.
Huh.
And I was like, oh, fuck you, bitches. I'm doing this. And then I did it. Like, that was just it. Like, he just knew the right thing to say to get me to focus appropriately to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's why he gets the credit. He's the pusher.
He's been an absolute, like, the where I'm at today is in a huge part due to him. You know, there are things that he taught me that I still, every single time I'm on stage, run through my head. You know, the little checklist mentally, like, a lot of that came from him. Just making sure that the presentation is as good as it can be every single show. But we're going to miss him a lot, and
yeah.
When Adam told him that we were going to put him up on the peak like that, he cried a little bit. So it was very sweet. And
he's a wonderful human.
He is a fantastic person. I love him, and I'm going to miss him. But yeah, it was good. And the rest of the final fire went off pretty good. My sister-in-law,
yes,
who plays one of the princesses in the royal court. Holy shit! Does she ever not look regal as fuck? Because even when breathing fire, like, every picture that I've seen so far, she just looks fucking amazing. Like, she's breathing fire and still looks like a fucking
poised.
Just royalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not just somebody wearing a costume, but she looks royal.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, she's photographed so well. So, yeah. It was pretty good. James?
I think for me it was, there was a kid whose birthday it was, and he was, his parents kind of chucked him into the fencing booth with a friend, and, we were told to, you know, make sure to embarrass him, so we fucking did. You know, starting out, like, I'll sometimes whip out the kazoo, this is not a euphemism. Sometimes just, like, take the kazoo that I carry in the pouch in order to hum battle music into whatever fight, you know, Eye of the Tiger or the Pokemon battle theme or something from Final Fantasy. And this time they were fighting to Happy Birthday accompaniment on the kazoo, which got a good laugh from the audience. And then after he was done with the fight, he had been defeated, and we rescued him by giving him a happy birthday balloon and tying it to the top of his head.
Mm.
And then he was like, oh, I really want to duel. I really want to, you know, duel with somebody. And our current ringmaster was like, well, that's what you just did. You just dueled with somebody. And, like, isn't that great? Like, did you have fun? And he's like, yeah, but I don't know, I wanted, you know, like, a serious duel. And I was like, I just disappeared and came back with my mask and my sword, and I was like, all right. And Rue had caught me coming around the corner, like, he spotted me as I was striding around, and he was like, so I saw you go, and I quick checked in with his family over the fence, and the people with the face paint over there, they would really love it if the birthday boy won. So I was like, okay. Well, he's going to work for it.
Yeah.
But I checked in with the person at the cash box and was like, what's my name for this fight? And she didn't have the book in front of her. And the one that they've been writing all of these names into for my fights. And she, like, you're Jared Jelly Legs. So I get into the ring and then just lose all sense of gravity. and I'm careening around the ring madly and like weaving in and out of the, you know, of the fight. And this is one of the first children where I've ever like run away comedically and then turn and saw that he was still right there, like right next to me. And I was like, oh shit, if I'm gonna run away from him, I have to run.
Right.
This can't be a joke run. I have to really actually run. And I was contemplating like getting up on the bales and doing a lap around the bales. It was still pretty slick from a prior rainstorm,
right.
But I was like doing the math, like, okay, if I'm gonna jump up there, I'm gonna do this thing. And I feel like this tap on the back of my head of the sword, and I'm like, he's already here. All right, so we're just gonna, I'm just gonna lean backward, flip around, and like, just weird him out. And like, I'm going to use the hilt, because this whole time during the one particular fight, I just had my sword at my side and was just like occasionally bringing it up to block something with the handle. So I spent the last part of the round just like ducking and weaving under shots, but still like Jackie Chan drunken staggering in and out of the circle of his sword hits and everything like that. And the people ringside are cheering, and he takes one of my balloons, and then I just like pop up for a second and boop, take one of his, and then he suddenly, his whole demeanor changes, and he's suddenly cautious because he can be hit.
Right.
And for some reason he just didn't, I don't know, there was a change in the way that he behaved.
Right.
And, then it was a different fight, but it was still that game, that cat and mouse, mm-hmm. and like, the show of never having both feet on the ground at the same time and never having my legs straighten out for anything other than to slide sideways. And, he took the last balloon. Before he even shook my hand, he pulled his mask off, and he was just like, he was grinning. It was a 10,000 watt smile, and he was just glowing and laughing, and he was having a blast. And so I gave him, all of the other champions have done like weird handshake things. Riga's got his, and Mav's got his.
Mm-hmm.
Cole and Ruich have theirs. And I figured out what mine is, and that's whatever hand they offer me, I go for the other one, and then when they take that one out, I go back.
Mm-hmm.
And just like back and forth until they give me both hands, and then I shake those until I have their gloves, and then I chuck their gloves over the
nice.
The ring. And then, you know,
efficient.
Like walk them out.
I like it.
Yeah. But it's, it was, I've been working for most of this season as a champion to find the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had little, like,
moments of glimmers of...
Right, where I can feel it. But this was the first time where I felt like, from the moment that I started... And from the moment I swung a leg over into the ring, that it was the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt amazing. And he loved it, and his family were... They were all ecstatic. And it that may also be part of the difference, is that is their engagement in this.
Mm.
But, yeah.
How do we feel about a quick break?
I think we'll take a quick break.
I think let's take a quick break.
We'll come back and talk more about it.
Hey.
We'll be right back after this.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
As am I.
Me too.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Now, we did more Renaissance Festival
things. Yes.
And maybe you guys did.
I mean, I feel like we all did a lot of things. But
many things were did. Yes.
So, usually at the end of the Renaissance Festival, I get very introspective. And, you know, many people do this, where, like, festival gets done and they write this big, long thing thanking everybody and talking about how much it moved them or changed them or something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't feel any need to do that this year.
Yeah?
Partially because I'm not done. Like, in 2 weeks, I'm doing this all over again.
Yeah, this is a hiatus for you.
Exactly. Like,
a layover.
It's not done for me. Mm. This was just one of the stops from my season. You know?
Are you going to use the camper?
What?
For...
I didn't hear it.
Are you going to use the camper?
Not for this one.
Oh, okay.
No. Fondazi is also going out to Baraboo.
Oh.
Mm.
And so all of the Fondazi and myself, we have rented a house.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Or a cottage or whatever.
Cabin.
A cabin, yeah. So.
Did the renters know your policy on fire? And the amount thereof?
If we are not going to light things on fire, then yes, they know that policy.
Hmm.
I mean, not in the cabin.
Not in the cabin.
Oh, okay.
I would love for you guys to go do a fire show and not do fire. That'd be hilarious.
I mean, like, we do know the difference between stage and not.
I don't understand.
Like, we just don't walk around willy-nilly lighting everything on fire.
But you light stages on fire.
Everything.
Right. I'm just...
But, like...
Like, we are aware...
Many things... Several things.
All of them on stage.
Sometimes including the stage.
But all of them on stage.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So are you going to do a show at the cabin?
No. No, we're going to do a show at the festival.
Well, then why even rent the cabin?
To sleep in.
Right. Sleep fire.
James, unmuted your...
Oh, just
and
like
you're
that
gonna
one
forget.
Time.
You're
going to
forget.
Yeah.
I'm and then... okay with that. Yeah, forget. Which one is yours?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. There.
I bet you accidentally muted mine instead.
Well, say something.
The thing is that no, nobody would notice...
I can still see you.
Nobody would notice
your,
anyway.
Your lines are jumping. James, yeah. Try saying something. Like what?
I mean, ta-da!
Oh, you're not muted anymore.
Thank you.
So you didn't do an introspective because you're still doing
and
things.
I didn't feel like it was closure. Like usually, you know, and like we were saying earlier with kind of having that. That Sunday being like an extra day.
It's a perfluous Sunday.
Exactly. Like Saturday was done. Like we had Saturday and then we had an awards ceremony and we were done. And then we woke up on Sunday and just kind of had to do a thing again.
Salsa?
Yeah.
And then in a couple weeks I have to do a thing again. So it's just
did you accidentally do something to your microphone?
No. Why? What the fuck?
That's hilarious. I'm the only talker.
No.
Da, 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 da.
Hello. No, see, I'm still there.
Now you are.
Yeah.
I will say you often sound quieter on the podcast
well,
than
yeah,
the rest
it,
of
it
us.
It may just have been a coincidence.
It's possible. Anyway, no, it doesn't feel like it's done. Mm. You know what I mean?
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
For you, it isn't.
Right,
it also exactly. starts a lot earlier for you.
Also that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Did you have a retrospective, an introspective, a something spective?
I haven't done one, and I'm debating it. I mean, it was a really good year for me. Not being pulled 15 different places this year was fantastic. Like, I felt like I could breathe.
You got to enjoy Street.
I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Jesus Christ. Well, there were some days where I was like, ugh, fine, I'll go interact with somebody. And then usually by the end, I was like, yeah, I'm interacting with people. But, like, no, I got to breathe. I didn't have to rush from this place to that place to the other place. And I just got to exist, which is nice. I was nominated for Late Bloomer. Did not get it. I am fine with that.
Right.
It kind of felt a little weird to get nominated for Late Bloomer, just doing a character that I've done before.
But you did it very well.
Yeah, but I feel like the last time I did this character, I did it very well, too. I feel like, for me, it was more of a circumstantial.
Possibly.
Like, you know, what I was doing last year. What, like, if you're just comparing me to last year, yeah, I did a lot more.
People have short memories,
because
so probably.
I know. Like, I'm like, yeah, there I did a lot more than last year. But, yeah, as far as this character specific, I don't really feel like I improved her.
How long has it been since you were this character, though?
9 years.
That long? I was gonna guess 5.
Nope.
Wow.
Started with Signe in, oh God, was it 2011?
Time flies.
I want to say 11. Bill and I were married for at least a couple of years. Yeah. Yeah. So. I know I was netty when Bill and I got engaged. I don't remember if I was netty the year after we got married. No, I went straight over to Signe that year. So okay. Yeah, it would have been 2011.
Okay. Huh. So long enough.
Yeah. Definitely long enough. And so, like, I get it, but they're like, personally and internally, I'm like, I'm just doing a character I've done before, guys. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's not the character that's changed, but you as a performer.
Yeah.
No. I'm older, so it's harder for me to grovel. But, like, the interaction stuff that I was doing, that was exactly what I did before.
But I mean, so I think what James is saying is it might feel the same to you, but...
People keep telling me that, and I disagree.
Okay,
I feel fair. Like I am fairly objective about myself as a performer. And I just right. straight up disagree.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, if I had won Late Bloomer, I would have been like, well, compared to last year, sure. But, like, compared to doing the character before.
I never got to see your before, so.
Well, and I think that's the case for a lot of people.
Again, short memory.
Yeah.
There is also that.
So, but I'm just talking about me internally.
It was great to interact with you out there.
Yeah. Yeah, Nettie's a fun character. And she always has.
Yeah, no, I feel like awards this year went to a lot of very deserving people.
Yep.
As they do every year, obviously, but
except for that one guy.
Yeah.
Can't believe they ever gave one to Mark.
No.
Fuck.
I don't understand.
Right?
Yeah, no. I'm the person who did get the Late Bloomer, like, she was really, like, front and center as far as, like, being opening gate show and things like that. So I think that's really what pushed her
over
the edge. She just had more awareness around her.
Yeah, she did a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there is the part that at a certain point it's a popularity contest, because it's just...
Well, yeah. But
if people know you, they will vote for you.
Right.
But... I think that she definitely, with what she did this year, pushed herself harder than she had the year before. So I have zero qualms over that. It was fun at the awards ceremony. The three nominees, the three of us ladies,
all three of you on the side.
We all stood together in the sideline, holding each other's hands like a Miss America pageant.
Yeah,
waiting for who and like delightful. Squealing for each other when one of us won. Like, yeah.
was fantastic.
I spent the entire award ceremony on the side with our entertainment director, and we were peanut gallerying to our small group over there.
Yep.
And it was delightful.
Yeah.
a lot of the people who won awards last year aren't back.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so that became the running joke whenever we were just like, you know, fuck that guy, give him an award so he doesn't come back next year. You know, things like that.
It was a good time.
Yay.
And shooting the shit. And
yeah, no, that was fun.
But then, like I said, it was we had a great Saturday and then awards, and then we woke up Sunday and had to do it again. And it was
Sunday
cold and
happened.
Rainy and, and wet and gross. And, yeah.
So yeah, but like for me as an introspective, like I got to hang out with my boothies. Mm-hmm. I had massive amount of interactions. I did a lot of entertainment that was not where other entertainers were.
Mm-hmm.
On purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my job.
Good job.
But that means that, like, as far as connections with cast, I didn't have quite as many moments because I was always off playing by myself.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad thing. That's just an is thing.
Stumbling over Nettie in the wild was pretty great, though.
And there were a few times where I got, you know, kind of included. I also didn't feel like anybody knew what to do with Nettie and didn't invite her to come play, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Josh and I did a bunch of playing together.
Right.
That's great.
Where we did jump rope and limbo and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, that was a part of our Saturday was just limbo, and we had these kids just circling us.
I feel like that's a fairly common thing, though, when people reinvent their character, because a lot of people just don't know,
right? Exactly,
who that person is, how to interact with them. You know, just like a new kid on the playground, you're just like, I don't know who this person is. I don't know how to, you know,
right?
It's like you really kind of have to come in on day one and just tell people this is, you know, this is how my character is and play
but
with it.
But I am so incredibly patron intimate conversation focused.
Right.
Yeah.
That it's just like, well, how do I
not interrupt?
Yeah. How do you interact with somebody that's already having an interaction? Like,
sure.
And there were a few times where people tried to interact with me while I was interacting with a patron. And I'm like, why are you making this about us?
Right.
I'm currently making it about the patron. Can you stop that? Like, I felt old and crabby. I'm like,
That's why she got late bloomer.
Because I was old and crabby?
Because you were crabby here.
Yes. Yes.
That happened to me, too, and I felt really bad about it. Even as amazing as the occasional, like, being on the clock, joke torturing somebody, and especially, like, that two-hour thing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Was fucking amazing, but I felt so bad because so many people tried to interact with us during that time, and we were like, hey, we gotta go. We're following that guy. We're on the clock. You know?
Oh, don't feel bad about that. Just be honest and tell people.
Yeah, and we did.
Yeah.
But I don't... Like, even after however many years it's been, I don't know that people know how to interact with Kyle and me. I think they knew how to interact with
James.
Oh, I know how to interact with you and that. Kyle.
I don't know how to interact with you right now.
Well, let's go to a bathroom. You sure as fuck figure it out then.
Damn right.
All right.
I get real chatty.
Yeah. Gabby.
Only because it makes you so uncomfortable for some reason.
Does. All right. But I mean, people are plenty friendly, and they involve themselves in what we're doing, but I don't know that they know.
I just wrote a joke.
Yeah?
How does a fish get over a dam? He scales it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It fucking begins.
Anyway.
I hate you.
Yes.
Anyway.
Have you considered trying out for Ville?
You son of a bitch. No, I haven't.
So a few years back, I was having a conversation with Beefcake, and something along that, you know, my throat was sore, and he was, you know, just how much have you swallowed today? And I kind of gave him, I like did a mental rundown of all of the shit that I, and he was like, it'd be really interesting to find out just how many things you do swallow it.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I have been keeping tabs week by week, and I posted on Facebook on my Casimir the Hungry page, which you should totally like and subscribe to. But in case you haven't, here is the numbers for the 2019 Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Ooh.
I swallowed 354 things.
Jesus Christ.
152 arrows, 21 size, 24 pool cues, 40 screwdrivers, 77 short swords, 4 katanas, and 36 funnels.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
I also snapped mousetraps on my tongue 42 times, and I blew 84 fireballs.
Wow.
44 while standing and 40 while laying down on my bed of deck screws.
Hmm.
That's a fuck ton.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Well done.
That, dear friends, is why I sound like I do right now.
I don't understand.
See, when a mommy and a daddy love each other.
I already disagree with this premise.
Oh, that's right. You're not used to mommy and daddy loving each other.
No. I you say that like it's, you know, an insult or something that's going to offend me. That's just
as
accurate.
Opposed to just reality.
Yeah. Yeah, and...
So, anyway.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of vilification tennis and things that happened this weekend, there was a Ville show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, on Friday night.
I want to say roughly 2/3 of our available cast were busy, weirdly, with something. Who knows? So, yeah, it was a great show. We did the reproductive rights show. Ville 10 gets aborted. And we raised something like $900 for the Red River Women's Clinic. That is including matching grants, but the audience pitched in hundreds of dollars. Like a few hundred. And we were all surprised just how into it people were.
I'm not, but go on.
The show went really well. We had a couple of really good structures and had a great fucking time.
I saw pictures of the decor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That happened.
Like, yep. I would have been sad if they hadn't, honestly.
Yeah.
Been like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you made that choice.
Yeah. This was one of the first few Ville 10 shows where I... Anytime I felt nervous about the upcoming show, which was like on a fairly regular basis, I made a point of adding a half an hour of prep time. So like once a day, I was spending a half an hour to an hour just reviewing jokes, memorizing the script for the cold open, which got audible gasps and boos. So it was exactly what we were hoping for.
Oh, good.
And,
I'm like, was that what you wanted? It
yes.
is what you wanted. Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, then.
Fuck. And it was... It felt like a stellar show. But then, from there, I did Fest for the next 2 days.
Right.
Yeah. So, it almost felt like being able to relax into Fest.
I think I understand that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
because what I do for Fest feels like it comes more naturally to me.
Sure.
So, or at least requires less intensive preparation.
Well, I mean, you just make bad dad jokes all day. I feel like that's kind of your fort.
It takes, which it takes a kind of study, but it is also something that
Kyle and I discovered
that we are extremely comfortable doing, and something that we have an aptitude for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
But never mind.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. We did the pun battle game like hardcore this year, and I feel like we're starting to build that up. As
why do you build me up,
buttercup, baby, just to let me down? So yeah, no, it was a good year, and I felt like I grew as a performer, and getting to share pun battles with Mistress Q was fucking amazing. I love Andrea. She was a great addition to our afternoons doing pun battles. So, yeah.
This makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to participate in the closing gate show, and...
That was interesting.
It was a thing.
That
we were asked Sunday morning if...
Wait, you were asked to do that shit?
We,
yeah.
We were standing over at the bear...
Yeah.
...getting ready.
Yeah.
And so I didn't hear, like, the premise. I just saw... what was happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, it must have been extraordinarily weird.
I was very confused, but at the same time, it looked very old-school vaudevillian, and I appreciated it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the premise was that the concierge was learning how to do magic to impress people, I guess.
But
I don't know.
Just the mime action and, like, Kyle ironing a sheet of paper on your back.
It was so good.
And then just the other, like, it really did remind me of the like old school, like, black and white, you know, non-speaking comedy duo movies, you know, where the two are in shenanigans and you know, completely in mime. And I was just like, I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm digging it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I still have a dream of having a stage show, doing a comedy, like a scripted comedy show with somebody, and, you know, probably Kyle, because he and I seem to play off of each other well, but...
Oh, is that what you call that? Sorry.
Yeah.
Kind of being a dick.
I feel like he and I have a good... a good mixture, like a good comedy chemistry, even if it is mostly gaseous.
There you go.
But it would depend on how comfortable he is doing a scripted show that we prepare ahead of time and, like, mill down into something that is really spare, that is just a constant blow-by-blow comedy thing. Yeah. And then, like, mixing that with then doing pun battles or doing dad jokes and things like that, absolutely. But I feel like we could have a stage show mixed in with that.
Mm.
It would just have to be, like, very well written and workshop the shit out of it.
Right.
Sure.
We would have to hone that down to a really refined edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got close with the pub crawl.
Cool.
Yes.
I did also a non-fest related thing, which I'll get through in just a few minutes here, but I just wanted to bring it up. We took the whole family to see Abominable.
I think I heard about that.
Is that the new Laika movie?
It is DreamWorks.
Oh, DreamWorks.
Okay. It's a DreamWorks movie about... It takes place in China. Like, all the characters are Chinese. It starts in a big city, and basically it's about the Abominable Snowman. Had been captured by this, you know, wealthy, you know, explorer, escapes, gets into the city, and then is found by this young girl who goes on an adventure bringing him back to the Himalayas.
That sounds really cute.
It is adorable. And it is beautiful. And it is really funny and heartwarming and touching, and I was rather, like, both my wife and I, we discussed it later, we were rather surprised at just how much we liked it. You know, it was not the bad kids movie that we thought it was going to be.
Right.
You know,
sure.
like Trolls, where it was like, yes, kids are going to enjoy this, but it was genuinely
not Pablum.
What?
It's not Pablum. It's ground table food and not like syrupy.
Yeah, it was really good, and it was very emotionally intense at points, and
good.
The music was great, and the you know, like the baddie at the beginning is not who you think the baddie is by the end. You know, like
nice.
That, you know, well, probably that, see that this there's kind of a twist there. Mm-hmm. And but like, so we went and saw the 3D in 3D as well, because that was when the matinee movie was in 3D, and so we went and saw that. But
would you say that the 3D was like it was super worth it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was. I mean, by all means, go ahead and do it, but. They didn't do that thing that so many 3D movies feel like they have to do and have things like, I'm poking your eyeball! you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I went and saw
3D as a gimmick.
I went and saw well, there was one moment.
Yes.
Where she was sitting with her violin bow pointed at the audience, and it was extended forward, but it wasn't like... Like, the last 3D movie I saw was the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Okay.
And that was one where, like, somebody throws a sword and it goes through the door and it looks like this tip of the sword is basically jabbing you in the eyeball. Like, they didn't do that.
Yeah.
They're like, look at how much, it's like it's coming at you. It's like, no, it had depth.
I didn't even realize there was a fourth Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, exactly. So.
It wasn't obnoxiously so, and it really was that. Was quite beautiful. Huh. But I mean, I'm sure it looked fine in two dimensions as well.
I agree with Jenna. I also had forgotten.
No, I hadn't forgotten. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But, I should see it.
Anyway, it's... At the end, you know, they've got movie theaters now.
I do intend to see this.
Movie theaters now have the, like, big plush seats that, like, recline and shit like that. And you can move the armrest out of every, you know. And so, like, I'm sitting with my son, you know. And we had moved the armrest, so he was, like, cuddling into me, you know, and stuff like that. But near the end of the movie, I look down, and he's got his 3D glasses on the top of his head.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh, you know, so I move them back down onto his face, because he's four and sometimes he just forgets, you know, how things work.
Sure.
So I moved him back down on his four, on his face. And he, like, cuddles into me, and then he's, like, in a breaking voice, he's like, no, Papa, I just need to cry. And I was like, oh, okay. So, like, so that's why he had his sunglasses. Buddy. That's why he had the 3D glasses off, because he was wiping his eyes.
Oh,
and it was just, you know, it was right at the end, and it was this very beautiful, emotional moment. And he was, and my 4-year-old son was just overcome with emotion. And it was the sweetest thing. He also ate like half of a large popcorn by himself. So he didn't want any dinner after
this. This surprises me none at all.
None, yeah. But no, it was very touching, very beautiful. The music in it was really good. The voice acting was really good. I really enjoyed it. I recommend it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Should we take another break?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And I have a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
So, if buttons. You don't know how this works, this is how this works. You send us two emails.
Math.
We read the emails. It's really good.
I send two emails?
Yes.
I send two emails?
Yes.
But then we have four emails.
Yes.
What about you? How many emails are you sending?
I send no emails.
I don't understand.
Because I'm special.
Instructions unclear. Dick pic stuck in email.
I hate it when I get my dick pic stuck in an email.
Mm-hmm. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Mud.
Yay, Mud!
Yay, Mud!
Mud says Fest is over.
It's
true.
Now to get back to normal life.
I don't understand.
Whatever is normal for you
okay.
AONers.
Wow. Oh, all right.
There are times I miss working out at the fest, but then I think back to cold nights, cold showers, and the occasional drama.
Yes.
Question number
Occasional.
One.
I didn't have any fest drama this
year. Neither did we. Our whole stage, three acts, whole stage, no drama. No, knock on wood, it's over. It didn't happen. You can't retroactively add drama. There's no need to knock on wood, James.
Doing it anyway.
Like, all of our kids liked each other, all of the acts liked each other, nobody... Yeah, it was
great. Salsa, let them have it. If it makes him happy, just let him have it.
Question number one.
Yes.
Extended.
Ooh.
Or comfort.
Which hotel is better? Extended stay or comfort stay? Is comfort stay a
what's the
place?
Difference?
I have no idea.
Or comfort in extended.
Do you wish Fest was extended or more comfortable?
Ooh.
Like I said, I had a superfluous day, so...
Yeah, I think more comfortable would absolutely... Yeah, I think it's...
Although, it was pretty fucking great this year.
It was a great year,
like, yeah. I really couldn't bitch about the weather at all.
The weather was a little warm for me. Not...
We've had 100-degree heat index out
it's not,
there.
It's not the worst.
So, I'm like... I'm trying to figure out...
It can still be too warm for me.
But... I think this is one of the best seasons we've had temperature-wise in probably about 20 years.
I agree, 100%.
So, I'm sorry I forgot to turn the air on.
Fine.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go comfort.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go comfort. I don't like it when things go beyond when they're supposed to go. I'm a project manager. That's kind of... my entire goal is to not have that happen, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Comfort.
All right.
Cool. James, did you pick?
I might go comfort. Okay. I think Fest is at least the right amount, if not more than.
Sure.
Question number two. Hot or privacy?
Oh. Would you rather have hot water or more privacy in the showers?
Hot water.
Yeah. Yeah, hot water.
Hot.
I mean, most of the time the answer is going to be hot for me anyway.
See, I was thinking privy on this one.
Ooh.
Ew. Oh.
Do you hate it more when the privy's hot or when you can't get it to lock?
Oh. lock.
Hot. A steamy privy is a horrible thing.
Yes,
it is.
Steamy privy is the worst.
It's literally hot. Put the goddamn lid down.
If it
put
is,
put the fucking lid down. You
also
guys,
that.
When you use a Bif, you put the lid down when you're done, mm-hmm. so that the little pipe that's right next to it can do its fucking job.
Correct.
And get some, it's like
it
it's
draws
like a that that pipe
out.
is like an extended fart cupboard. It's like a little travel
yes.
fart cupboard
use
whose
it.
Entire job is mm-hmm. to get the stank out. Let it do its fucking job and put the goddamn lid down. I'm done. This
also,
rant came late.
Also, if you are camping somewhere and it is quiet hours, please don't let the door slam.
I have less of an issue with that.
Like, just
make the attempt, but sometimes
right.
those doors are just going to do what those
do.
Doors are going to fucking do.
But, like, having somebody, like, power open one of those doors and just blast through it and then hearing it rock shut it at, like, 1 a.m. is...
Also, other people use those privies. Don't be a fucking idiot.
Well, there's that, too.
Like,
yeah.
fucking seriously.
If you're going to puke, we have woods.
We had the three privies over by A-Gate.
Yeah.
And it got so bad, like, actual... fecal matter smeared around the inside
Ew.
Of there and piles of toilet paper on
the
floor
fuck?
And people smoking in there that it got so bad that we were like, we talked to entertainment and said, can we put a lock on one of these? And
mm-hmm.
they said, yes. Yes, you can. And so
the
we had
fuck?
Some really pissed off, like, food people because one of the three privies was locked and we were like, shrug, then you guys shouldn't be such fuckheads about it. You know, it was just, it was so bad. It was.
Yeah. Also, don't smoke
bad.
In the Bif.
Don't do that.
Also,
don't
bad.
Fucking, I'm a smoker. Don't do it.
I.
Why can't? Oh God, I don't even want to think about trying to inhale in a priv. What the
Whoa.
Fuck are you doing?
I on
oh,
Saturday
make better
night,
life choices.
On Saturday night, I was walking to Dragon's Den and I had a cigarette and I was like, I gotta stop with the privs. And I like opened the door. Closed the door, realized I had a cigarette, opened the door, stepped out, finished the cigarette, and then went back into the priv.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, what am I doing? I'm going hot.
I'm going hot.
If it is the shower thing, because of the type of space it is, I'm weirdly not shy about changing and showering...
Only if you're peeing.
...more publicly if it is... Like an actor space. I don't know why.
I feel like James is a circumstantial shy boy.
Yeah. Just pretend.
Also,
the
circumstantial
is a performance space.
Circumstantial.
No.
James, circumstantial shy boy has to be a song title for you.
Circumstantial
oh, it's
shy
my,
boy. Circumstantial Shy Boy is my Death Cab for Cutie cover band.
Yes.
Oh.
Absolutely. 100%.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Question number three. Hill or noise?
Oh.
What is the worst part of the campground? Walking
noise.
Up that fucking
the
hill
fucking
or
hill.
The noise?
It's the hill. It's the hill.
It's
the goddamn
hill.
Hill.
I really... It for me, it's the noise.
Really?
Yeah, we had neighbors that were up at 6 a.m. who were super chatty.
I mean, technically, it's either 6 or 6:30 is the end of quiet hours.
Yeah.
Technically. It's still a dick move.
Yeah.
Right.
But technically, and that is the end of quiet
There
hours.
Is somebody who has multiple dogs, and I am a person who loves dogs and people. But I did occasionally have homicidal thoughts listening to them let their dogs out and then yell at them.
Who?
Constantly.
Who?
I won't say.
Who?
But they have
who,
a van.
Who let their dogs out? Who?
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 Are you the king now? So, yeah. They would open the door, and then when the dogs scampered out and started growling at each other, they would shout at their dogs super loudly at 6 a.m. again. So there was a lot of that. I think the noise is the worst.
Okay.
I'll tackle that hill any day.
Sure.
Even if it sucks, even if I hate it.
Every morning, I finish getting ready, I light a cigarette, and then I walk upstairs. And I call the cigarette while walking up the hill my lung exercise.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That seems no, right.
I'm not a smart woman.
No, I'm going to kill myself someday on that hill.
Yeah.
Question number four.
Ding.
Stories...
Mm-hmm.
Or songs?
Stories.
Ooh.
If you're hanging out after hours, as much as I enjoy a nice little sing-along, mm-hmm. I want your stories.
Yeah,
I want like stories. I want what happened. I want stories about the time that Josh made James laugh so hard he puked. Mm-hmm. I want stories about Ring 3. Stories about that little kid interaction. I want stories.
That's why this podcast exists. It's for the stories.
It's not for my singing.
No.
Although I do sing. Why do you build me up?
Build me up.
Buttercup, baby, just to let me down.
So, I love the stories, and the stories have kept me coming back. But I will say that now adding, I feel like my fest experience is complete when there's a sing-along. I'm at the booth. For me, that was amazing.
I enjoyed the sing-along at the booth, but I mm-hmm. was sad at the end of that time when I didn't get stories.
Mm.
I seriously, it just became more and more and more and more, and I'm like, I want to hear more stories. I want to hear what people's day was like. I want mm-hmm. that personal connection feeling. I like sharing songs, but I don't... I could take an entire night of stories.
Yep.
Anyway.
An entire night of song, I'm missing something.
We should have both.
I'm fine with both, but at the end of the day, I'm fine with an entire night of story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an entire night of song just doesn't do it for me.
I believe it is the well-known position of this podcast, porque no los dos.
But you're not allowed to do that during Fast Five.
No, I know, but...
Right. Mm. Therefore, story.
Question number five.
Stories. Jenna, I think you're right.
Of course I'm right.
Yep. Well, there's that.
Question number five.
Ding.
Salsa.
Oh.
Or privy.
Privy.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Yeah, mud.
Where would I rather pee? Would I rather pack more festies into?
Which one is...
We fit 11 in a privy. I don't want to test you.
Oh, 11 is
bring it.
Fucking pansy.
Bring it.
Back in my day, we got 23.
Yeah, but two of them were Kyle and me.
Yeah. Get better about it. Stack more.
Yeah, you got to go vertical.
Yeah, you got to go vertical. That's the only way to get more people in.
Jesus.
Yep.
That thing was so fucking full, though. Yeah, next year, we'll do better.
There is headroom.
Do better.
Next year, we'll do better.
Do better.
Those were some very surprised patrons.
I'm going to get privy.
Which one is full of more hot air?
Hot air. Close the lid.
Close the fucking lid, you guys. Salsa, close the lid.
Close my mouth.
Close it.
Close my mouth.
I'm going to go salsa. Just not on the hot air thing. Just like...
Right. Privies have a handle on red and green. That's
Fast Five context.
I'm so glad they added the little pictures.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, no, no joke. I do need to sometimes test the handle a little bit. All right, question number one: extended or comfort? After almost 2 months of sleeping in a tent, do you look more forward to sleeping in or sleeping in your normal bed?
I mean...
Sleeping in my normal bed. Absolutely.
Actually, what I'm looking forward to
mm-hmm.
is being able to sleep in with Joe.
Yeah.
I have not been able to do that with him for almost 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so excited to sleep in with him as opposed to the only night overnights I've had with him are weekdays.
Right.
So I can sleep and then get up at bloody ass early in the morning to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I work at bloody ass early in the morning. So, no, I'm going to have to go to extended. I love my bed. Joe has a very similar bed, so that's mm-hmm. not really...
That helps.
Sleeping in.
I have two young children, so sleeping in is just not an option.
Yep.
But sleeping in a real comfy bed...
And you guys got the new bed, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Didn't you get it, like, right before Fest?
Yes, we
so
did.
So this will be your first time sleeping in that... Yeah, as much as you... quote-unquote sleep
right,
in
right.
but in that bed
it'll be the first Saturday I wake up in it.
Yeah.
You're gonna do this and then you're gonna be like, I'm not going to Rogues and Ruffians. What the fuck am I thinking?
Oh yeah, I am.
Well, I suppose it is
they worship him like a museum. God there.
Yeah, it's a fucking circus.
Yeah,
mecca.
There is that.
Fucking going to it.
It's a giant circus robot.
It's a circus mecca, and Salsa is their cardinal.
I'll form the head?
I'll form the head. Fuck you. I will form the head.
All right.
Question number two. Hot or privacy? You two nailed it. Will you enjoy a nice hot shower or a more private shower now that Fest is over?
Hot shower.
Nice hot shower.
That shower every Sunday night.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I pretty much just stood there.
Yeah.
Like, I was
on
like...
Sunday night? Nah. You showered there on Sunday night?
Most Sunday nights, but this last weekend, it was Monday night.
We always came home and showered on
Sunday
night.
Monday afternoon. Excuse me.
Yeah, we just went home dirty and showered when we got home on Sunday.
Yeah, same. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were showering Sunday night out there.
No. Okay,
I'm sorry. I
misunderstood. No.
I gotcha.
No.
I watched that happen and understood, but did not clarify.
It's like a ramp.
And this amused me. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're all on hot on that one.
James, I delight in you.
We're so glad.
That was a callback three to 4 months in the making. Mm-hmm. That was great.
Question number three, hill or noise?
Mm-hmm.
We were close on this one.
Ooh.
Which will you miss more now that Fest is done for another year? Walking up and down the hill of death or weird sex noises at night?
Oh.
I mean...
Oh.
I sleep in an area where I am surrounded by people that are all... 60 years old.
So when they make sex noises, it's real awkward.
Super weird.
There are people snoring all the time 9 o'clock happens.
Hear somebody pull start a two-cycle engine.
I actually don't get a lot of sound in the shack.
Mm.
So, honestly, the sound that I get in the shack is the sound of the shack making shack noises.
Right, yeah, it's creaking like in the breeze. And
there's creaking, like a shutter or a something that bangs when it's windy.
Mm-hmm. that's the only banging you heard?
That is the only banging I heard. That is correct. And if it's between that sound and the hill... I'm going to be way happier to get rid of that banging sound because that freaked me the ever-living fuck out. But as it stands, but as the context given, I'm going to miss the hill more because I don't have any sex noises to miss.
Exactly. I'm really in the same boat with you on that one. Yeah. Ever since I moved into the Oaks where I'm at now, you know, we no longer have the 20-somethings who are out at Fest, you know, and full of hormones and stuff like that surrounding us. We've got the people that have been there, seen some shit, and realize that if they really want to have sex, you can go home and do that any day of the week.
And take a shower first. Exactly. Oh, my God.
You know.
Oh, my fucking God. I mean,
exactly. The day we got old enough to look around and go... We could have sex out here, or we live together and we could just... do this much more comfortably and cleanly.
Yeah, it's the hygiene for me. Although I'm not going to lie, I've done it. I've gotten down and dirty, as it were. But
so have we all.
Yeah, and I'm not like if the moment happens, the moment happens. But that's not a thing that like excites me. It's like, man, and after a day of fest, you got to be real fucking hot to go, because there's the dirt, there's the tire, there's the
have been days.
You're sore all the fuck over.
Okay, but you're gonna have to do the work because I'm not moving.
I once banged in the back of a Celica during a break from the fencing booth.
How old were you, Celica, at this point in time?
31? 30? Good Lord. 30, yeah, I think 31.
Mm. No.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think the last time I like had sex out at Fest,
I was definitely.
Oh, in my 20s. No. I was in my 30s. But yeah. That was a situation.
I have had sex in my camper at other festivals. But I haven't had sex at Minnesota's campground since I was in my 20s.
I feel like there's a real difference between doing it in a camper and
big time
doing it in a
big
tent.
Big time.
Huh. I don't think I could do it in the shack. I would be afraid because I'm up so high that like I would make noises and it would carry
and the whole campground would
like,
hear it.
Like no matter how quiet I was, like
they would just think that a squirrel got trapped in a fan or something.
Question number 4.
What the hell kind of noises do you think I make during sex?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's accurate. all of the above, yes.
Picture a squirrel in a fan and that.
No.
Question number 4, stories or songs? Do you prefer to tell old fest stories or to sing songs around a campfire?
Nice.
Stories.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Question number 5, salsa or privy? Do you find salsa swallowing items,
okay,
or a full privy on a 90-degree day,
ooh,
grosser?
Full privy.
Privy
is way grosser.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was not a fan of getting random pictures when salsa was learning how to swallow swords. Just like, hey guys, look what I did, and I'm just like, oh god.
I was so proud.
I was proud, but I was also like, dude, fucking content warning or something.
I found it very difficult to explain to my coworkers why I was watching a video of somebody shoving something down their throat and in public and was proud, like glowing with pride for my friend who was doing this thing. And they were like, that may not be a work appropriate video. And I was like, never mind.
Yeah, so to get back to it, like, no, the privy is grosser, 1,000%. I'm not even sure why you asked that. It's also swallowing swords makes me want to gag, but it's not gross.
I mean, it's a good question, but there is a definite answer as far as I'm concerned.
I disagree. Mud, you have failed me on that particular question. As a recompense, I demand that you send more Fast Fives.
And also pictures of Mud Puddle doing stuff and learning new words. And
this I'm okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you would like to send a Fast Five, send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the questions, and the second one repeat those questions and then give us the context. Who's got something to plug? I do.
All right.
About a week and a half.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yep, about a week and a half. October 12th and 13th, I will be in Baraboo, Wisconsin, swallowing the swords at Gathering of Rogues and Ruffians. 3 shows on Saturday, 3 shows on Sunday at 10:30, 12:30, and 3:45. All shows are in the Hippodrome.
You'll only need the edge. Edge.
So yeah, that's me.
Yep. I got nothing.
I'm looking something up super quick.
Oh.
Do your shout out then while we're...
Okay. Fuck. I want to give like 18 different shout outs to 18 different people. So instead I'm going to say, going back to street was, honestly fairly easy for me. But I appreciated several people that made it warmer, I think. I've got to give a shout out to Anna Levine and the booth. Mm-hmm. That took care of me anytime they saw me looking like shit. They're like, Jenna, you look like shit. Take this electrolyte tablet and sit down for a second. the boothies, my dear boothies, just for being wonderful in general and taking me in. Dragon's Den for being a nice, chill, relaxed place for me to hang out while I'm on call. Pagan Oaks and the wonderfulness for getting food into me very quickly before I had to go work office hours. Kristen Kujawski was super fun to play with. I'm going to start listing people and not be able to stop. The Royal Navy was also great. Cabbage was fine, or fun rather. I mean, she was also fine, but she was fun and delightful. Thanks to Josh for playing games with the patrons with me. I suppose Kyle and James, I hung out with them a couple times and got disgusted at their jokes. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Being the straight man to those two, which is ironic, but, and then, and a shout out to Jacques, who is better to work for than you would guess, but not more than you would imagine.
Nice.
Or maybe better than you'd imagine, but not more than you would guess. I don't know. Something like that. It's a good guy.
Good.
Right.
Monkeys.
Did you look up your thing?
I did.
Okay.
So GalaxyCon is having Vilification Tennis in.
Okay.
And the reason that I'm mentioning it so fucking early, like a month and a week in advance, is that if you want to get into the event, make plans now.
Yeah.
You know, get a room or make friends in the Minneapolis area. But try to come out there and see us.
Do you know how much a badge is for GalaxyCon?
I don't.
You didn't look that up. All right.
That was not the part I looked up.
God.
Yeah.
Right. You keep talking. I'm going to look this
All right.
up.
All right. I'm going to give my shout out.
I thought James was still talking about when
I went. I was going to give a shout out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to give you time to think of that. But if you've already thought of it, by all means, go ahead.
No. I wanted to give a shout out to Boothies in general, but very specifically to Meredith. Meredith sort of ended up being pushed into the management role and accepting it because she's really the best person for the job. Mm-hmm. And she did a phenomenal job, like almighty work this year. And we love her. So all of the love. So much love. Thank you, Meredith.
I'm going to give my shout out to Fudd.
Yeah.
That's all right.
He stepped in as the entertainment director last year, a month before the festival began, or something like that, and really cobbled together something. I don't know what it was, but it was something. But this year, this now... You know, last year was what it was. This year he has had, you know, he's been in the position the entire year, and he's been able to go through contract negotiations and scheduling and having an understanding of who everyone is and what they do and how they fit in the realm. And, you know, he really did some things that I really, really like. You know, I think he has a good head on his shoulders. I think he genuinely cares for us as a cast and as the show, and trying to make the show the best that it can be. Mm-hmm. And he did it all while being just a genuinely nice person.
He is.
You know?
Yeah, he is.
Like, I will sit and have conversations with him because he's just fun to chat with, you know?
He knows so much, too.
Yeah, he's you know, he's been a stage performer at the Renaissance Festival in the past, so he understands how that works, you know? And he's been a teacher, so he knows how to talk to kids, which all of it, festival entertainment is. It's just a bunch of kids. So he knows how to herd them. But he also knows how to you know, talk to the owners and management and translate that down to us without making it, you know, messy. And, yeah, I think he's doing a pretty, pretty fantastic job.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right.
GalaxyCon, by the way, the 8th through the 10th of November, their 3-day pass is $60.
Ooh.
They do also have single-day passes available between $20 to $35, depending on the day.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 2-day pass. They have a VIP pass of Doom.
You got options.
So you have options.
Nice. Also, that seems real smart.
Yeah. Well, the so Vilification Tennis is playing which day?
Friday,
so that's $20, which is almost the cost of a Vilification Tennis ticket anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So why the fuck not?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if there is nothing else,
I really want to be like, no, I have one more thing. I don't have anything else.
I'm in tired. That case, thank you so very much to Mud for sending in the Fast Five. That's your cue, guys.
Yay, Mud. I thought you were ramping up into something.
Yeah, I thought you were too.
You guys are
the I was
worst.
Really confused.
So,
thank you to Mud for sending in a Fast Five.
Yay, Mud. That felt forced. You know what? Just keep talking and then, you know, let it happen organically.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know. Yay, Mud! There we go. I feel better now.
Good.
Thanks.
On behalf
Yay, Mud!
Of myself and only myself.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Mud.
Thank
you, too.
You so much
Yay,
for
Mud
listening.
Puddle.
Yay, Mud Puddle.
Eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.